You're listening to a podcast from 702 and Cape Talk.
Eusebius is on Twitter at Eusebius.
Okay, I've seen a clip that's a bit weird and ominous, but I've been wary of talking about it, punting it, or even putting it on social media. And there's a clip that on YouTube, some people say this is a clip of a gun being drawn at some event. Some people say it's just being brandished. Then there are other people who are saying it's being brandished or drawn on Deputy General Secretary of the SACP, Solly Mapahila. I think the party's on top of this from a communications point of view. I haven't seen anything from them, but I'm very grateful that Solly is joining me just for a couple of minutes for some clarity on this particular matter. Solly, I know you're extremely, extremely busy, so I appreciate you taking time to chat to me for a minute or three. Okay, the line is not too great there. Just walk around for me a little bit. I'm not sure where you are, but let's see whether it will hold up in relation to my first question. This little clip that I've seen on YouTube, where was it taken? And to the best of your knowledge, at least thus far, Solly, what is going on here? Is there a gun that was drawn at an event somewhere?
Yes, it was on Monday at the Christian event. The clip was taken by one of the journalists who was there. Thing was trying to cover the section of the booing that crowd possibly during the time when there was a storm and when I was going to speak. So that's what we could deduce from now. And obviously, one of our comrades who saw the clip when was perusing that, he saw something that he then alerted to us yesterday. Then we asked the media institution, in fact, the journalist, to give us the tweet so that we can get an original clip and look at it. Only then she reported to her bosses at work, who then indicated that, of course, because they are media people, that's a story for them. So they then said we must wait until they've run their own story. Then today they gave us the original clip. We looked into it. We were quite satisfied with what we've seen. And the office will be taking it up. We'll definitely open a case with the police today because it's clear it was meant to either intimidate or shoot at me when I was speaking on behalf of the SACP at an event that we had organized, which was completely unacceptable with this kind of behavior. We now actually can deduce that we know people have come forward with some information. In fact, in the morning before the event, we have already gathered some information regarding the intention to disrupt that program. In fact, people from intelligence and state systems should be aware about some of these things, but they did nothing to actually alert us about it. We've already informed the AAC to indicate that this kind of a thing has happened. We'll be taking action.
Do you think intelligence, am I understanding you correctly in the last bit, Solly, that surely intelligence services did or ought to have known?
Yeah, particularly around the notion that possibilities for disruption would have happened. The way they treat the program constantly right up to the evening of that day, you'll know that the president issued a statement in the evening on Sunday indicating the new change on the program. Obviously, they're also responsible for security when the president comes to an event. They should have avoided that kind of a thing to happen because if the presidency comes, they override any other security measures that are undertaken in that particular event. But of course, the police and the Metro Police, who are responsible for the security on the day, should be able to indicate what happened. As I indicated, we are studying the clip closely. We have identified some of the people in the vicinity of the area there. And we just want to, when we talk to the police, we'll actually indicate what we have seen and we share with the investigating officer will be assigned to deal with the case.
I want to ask you a slightly broader question. I mean, two questions just before I let you go, Solly. The first is, I mean, obviously, if this was brandished and particularly aimed potentially at you or to intimidate you, I mean, how do you on a personal level feel about that? Do you feel safe? Do you feel like you can walk to a podium in any public space right now and deliver a speech?
Yeah, of course, that won't stop me from doing my responsibilities on behalf of the SACP and our movement broadly. That will continue. Obviously, the threat has been there. We have always lived with the threats, and I think any of our comrades, particularly when you take a decision that differs with the position or with the president of the republic, not an easy thing. All the time, people who does that are intimidated, sometimes not even by him, but by people around him who want to look nice to him, sometimes even by his own action. So that there's been consciousness around that, of obviously not in a suicidal way, but obviously we've been monitoring development in the past, responded also to this kind of questions with regard to security, because the threats are not new. Actually, we have reported this initially in the last meeting with the ANC about the threat to the leadership of the Communist Party, just myself, but others as well, our national treasurer, some of our provincial and so forth. So,
We've just lost you there, Solly. I think we've got a lot out of you there that just explained your view. I'm just going to ask you one final question. If the line doesn't hold, that doesn't matter. I want to thank you preemptively. You've been useful. But the final question I wanted to ask you, Solly, if you can still hear me, was what your thoughts are on the broader issue around the SAPs, the Hawks, intelligence, the entire security cluster in this particular country. Many people have said that it is soaked through with political shenanigans, that it is deeply politicized. I wonder whether you hold that view or whether you think the gun that was brandished and intended to intimidate you is an isolated incident. Solly? Okay, we've lost Solly there. But you've heard what he said, that at the Chris Hani Memorial event, when he was speaking, about to speak, someone was drawing a gun. They've got the footage. They've got a still of that particular moment. And that it's very clear, says Solly Mapahile, as a senior leader within the SACP, that it was obviously intended to either, have someone shoot him. Alternatively, which is equally unacceptable, to intimidate him, is laying a charge. And for me, what's interesting there is, even though the SACP is in an alliance with the ANC, I mean, Solly didn't mince his words. He's very clear that you normally have a sweep that happens at any event where the president is going to be speaking. And the question then arises, was that not done properly? Or might intelligence structures just not have cared about alerting him to this particular issue? I mean, that's very ominous, and this is exactly the kind of thing we've explored several times here. You remember when we had Peter Louis Myberg on the show, when we had Karima Brown on the show as well. We were talking about how deeply politicized the security cluster in our country has become. So when you listen to that, I wonder what goes through your mind. How much faith do you have in the men and women that are supposed to secure this country, so that we can disagree openly and deeply about political questions, whether it be contestation around policy, ideology, leadership? We need that space to be a safe space so that none of us are intimidated, so that you don't have a chilling effect as a result of thugs who are trying to silence people who deeply disagree. I mean, the last thing he said was particularly chilling for me as well. He slipped in there the thought that this kind of intimidation is something that you open yourself up to, particularly when you are disagreeing with the president. He wasn't suggesting the president is behind it, but that some people on behalf of the president may also aim to intimidate those people who are openly and bluntly disagreeing with the president. And I find that very worrying, and I wonder what your thoughts are around this. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. A commemoration of a fallen icon, and here we have an image emerging of a gun being brandished where it should not be brandished at that particular moment. What are your thoughts?